USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Here, just north of Sacramento, California, it's difficult to breathe through a thick cloud of brown smoke from hundreds of wildfires. They started from lightning storms, which happened earlier in the week. Nearly 12,000 firefighters statewide continue to battle the blazes, 22 of which are major. The flames have already burned an area three times the size of Los Angeles. At least six people have died. Governor Gavin Newsom says resources are stretched thin.
We've been on the phone with governors trying to reach out as far as the East Coast to see if we can get resources here into the state of California.
Paul Verkammen is in Napa Valley.
Here we've had 314,000 acres burned, some 560 structures completely destroyed. This is now the second largest wildfire in California history.
This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.